Well, good afternoon, everybody. Welcome back to another live event here at WP Studio. This is our final Forms Face-Off webinar of 2019. We've done a number of these. They're all in the library that you can rewatch. And so over the past year or 2 years, we've covered multiple webinars on gravity forms. We've done two or three webinars on Caldera forms. We've even done a comparison of Ninja forms and WP forms. We've talked about Jot's forms. We've talked about Formidable forms. All of these plugins we have dealt with. And we've even started working on the plugin that I built for with others as part of WP Studio. So Form Studio. We're not going to really be talking about too much of these until the end of this webinar. Today, we are going to be focusing on Visual Form Builder Pro for the first part of this webinar. And then once we finish talking about that plugin, I'm going to give you kind of an overview of the form world. And not that I'll rank them in 1, 2, 3, 4. I'm going to talk about the different tiers of the form ecosystems so that if you want to dive in and look at some of those things or play around or choose one system to be a part of, you can do that. So what we're going to be dealing with today is Visual Form Builder Pro. Now, there's a reason why I have set this one aside as a one to focus on and not combine it with other plugins. I have to say, this is probably the best support you can receive. Why? Because it's a husband and wife team that have built this plugin. They've been working on it for well over 10 years. They know every in and out of whatever situation needs to happen. Plus, and this is, I think, one of the biggest pluses, they did something very unusual in the WordPress plugin world. They changed the pricing model of how they operated. And there were a lot of people that says, that's going to destroy your company. You'll never survive. Well, they're still here and their pricing model has worked for them and it has worked exactly how they wanted. Here's their pricing model. It's on a per site, not per year. Basically, every single one of their licenses is lifetime, which is kind of awesome. If you have a client site where you need a quality form, but you don't want to be able to be on the hook for paying renewals every single year. And you just need a solid form plugin. And if you don't need a bunch of these add-ons that we're going to talk about, it's only $29 for basically the lifetime of the site. That's what makes it so unusual. There's nobody else doing this type of plugin licensing system. And yes, you can do unlimited sites and basically it's just $200 is your lifetime license. Now, what I've done is I have gone through and I have installed Visual Form Builder Pro on one of our test sites. So if we were to actually go into the plugin area, you're going to see that there are, I think it's 6 add-ons to this plugin. But first, we're going to take a look at the core plugin, and then you're going to see that we have additional add-ons called Create Post, Create Users, Display Entries, Form Designer, Notifications, and Payments. Now, before we dive into this, this is also one of the benefits of the WP Studio GPL share box that I've talked about in Monday's email to those of you who are newer members that I just sent you out an email today talking about a little bit about it. All of these add-ons and the Pro plugin is sitting there in the GPL share box. So you can try this stuff out. You don't have to pay until you say, hey, this works for me. So, if we go to Visual Form Builder Pro, it is a very stripped down in terms of you're not looking at the kitchen sink out of the box. There's no major features missing from this plugin, but it just is very simple, which is kind of nice. There's not 50 billion options that you have to modify. But I wanted to highlight two or three options before you get started if you are going to play with this plugin. So yes, you've got your license key once you activate and purchase that. The nice thing about this is if for whatever reason you don't run your own, you don't have an SMTP plugin, or you're not using SMTP Studio, or a site is more of on a shared host, the only thing that you'd be sending emails would be from the form, you can handle SMTP settings here. So it's kind of nice that the form plugin has this built in by default that handles SMTP options. So you don't have to have issues with lots of emails being sent from the server itself, but you can go through a system, an SMTP system. And then I also come down here, really cool that this has been added, and these are custom validation things. And it's done at a plugin level, not an individual form level. So if I were to actually come in here and say custom validations, basically these are, if for whatever reason you have a field that says required, this value is required. If you want it to say something different, fine. This is also helps for those of you who are multilingual or you have sites that need a language on the front end to be modified. Gives you all those capabilities of managing. A lot of times these validation forms and values in a plugin are not as easily validated in other languages. So it's nice that this is an option that gives you that. But you'll notice that's all the settings there are. Everything is in the form, which is kind of similar to how I've done it with Form Studio. And it is, oops, one second. Let me do this. Let me actually just grab that. So bear with me one second. Got to find where my license is. I had meant to license this before. Oh, where am I going? I'm in the wrong location. Bear with me one second. This should have been done beforehand. Ah, there we are. Okay. Bear with me here. Oh, I'll bring back the share here in just a moment. I have to remember which email it was licensed with. Okay, twiddle your thumbs, because I have to now go search for, actually, here's what I'm going to do. I did not mean for this to happen. I thought this site was already validated. I've got to find it. Hold on. Where is it? So I have to look through like three different emails. So that's what's taking us a little bit longer. Oh, there we are. Now I have to find where, okay, there we are. Got it. here's what I was doing. I was typing in the old version. I was like, I know that's the proper one. Okay, so now we can come over here. Oh, let me, I forgot to screen share again. Okay, so now we're back. So here in our Visual Form Builder Pro, we have very similar things where our settings, which we were just at, and we were going through and handling the settings, and it's all set. So all the additional settings are all in individual forms. Oh, you're not seeing the screen? Okay, you can see it now. If you're not seeing the screen, it should come back in just a moment here. I don't think you need to refresh. If for whatever reason you are not seeing the screen and it's not refreshing, you see the Slack channel. That's weird because I don't think I ever shared the Slack channel. Oh, that's your browser. I was like, wait a minute. How can you see the Slack channel when I never shared it? Okay. All right. So we're back in. That was a little rabbit trail that was a little crazy thing. So all the additional settings, as I was saying, are all on the individual form plugin on the form page. But the thing is, you don't get to create a form until you fill in basically the most essential parts of a form. And that is, what is the name of the form? And how are you communicating to people when they fill out the form? Meaning basic email information. So if I call this my test form, it's going to be published when we get working. I can keep it at draft status if I want. But my name, and then reply to at wpstudio.com. This is the form subject line. And this is going to go to Bob at bob.com, whatever. So basically what we've done is Matthew, the creator behind Visual Form Builder Pro, he found that most people, that's the number one thing they forgot to do when they built a form for plugin. They built the plugin, they launched it, and doesn't matter whether they used other, like even Gravity Forms. Sometimes you spend an hour, 2 hours, 4 days building a really complex form, you hit publish, and what did you forget to do? Go into the settings and choose where to send that data. So it's just trying to make sure that at least something's going to happen if you never go change the settings. So I'm going to create the form. So basically now here we are in a visual form builder area where we've got our canvas on the right. We have all the different fields that we can use. And again, because I also added in all the premium, all the add-ons, you're seeing a lot more forms. Now we have a whole bunch of similar fields that other forms have. Everything from your text fields to your date, URLs, numbers, time, HTML. Nice thing is there's also things like instructions where it's kind of operates like a call out that can be collapsed if we need it. But then we can also go in and do range sliders, ratings, whether like 4 or 5 star ratings or things like this. There are the ability to do turnable knobs, you know, like a amplifier for a guitar, turn it up to 11, where people can rate certain things. There's a signature pad. There's even user fields that are connected to the WordPress user. There's the ability to connect directly up and write a blog post. So if somebody can enter a form, we can cross post that into a new blog post or a new custom post type we can do all that. Plus, we have the other management of editors. So what happens on the left-hand side before we take a look at the top area? This is how we navigate to all of our other forms. We don't have to jump back over here, find the thing. It's a quick and easy way to jump back and forth between the visual editor of the form. The short code allows us to simply grab that and place it anywhere WordPress allows a short code to be placed. And you can also quick get the ID number of the short code, which you might need for other areas. So let's start, you know, quickly just, we're going to, you can either click the button, or you can drag a option. You can drag it over and place it in there, whatever. Looks like I clicked that again. So we have our fields that show up here. Now, when we are looking at this, our design of the form is going to be visually just exactly as is, in a vertical stacked element of fields. When we open these up, this is where we get something. It looks very similar to Ninja Forms, Gravity Forms, WP Forms, all that type of stuff, where we have our name of the field. We can assign CSS classes. We can assign default values. And this is also ways that we can put in, we can pull in URL parameters. If you don't know how to do that yet, we're probably going to do another webinar on pulling default values so we can get things out of the URL into different forms that use this. We can choose where we want the description. That would be this box showing whether it's required or not. And the nice thing is, basically, this whole form builder is built on 12 columns. We can choose how many columns this field takes up. So you can extend it to the full width, make it go 100% of the form block, or you can adjust that. In our validation settings, you have a ton of options. They don't have to be filled in, but they are all in here. So this is a little bit different than almost every other form plugin because the validations that you manage for that field are on that field. It's not like we have to go up to some rule or add-on, add validation settings for this, and then proceed. This is all handled on the actual field area, as well as, you know, taking a look at select options. I'm going to put in two or three just so that we can add... yes, no. We also have bulk options, which this was borrowed from Gravity Forms, not the code, but the concept of, because there's a lot more than Gravity Forms offers. If I want to just pre-populate a whole bunch of options for degrees or strongly agree, neutral. What about if you need ethnicity or marital status? Or what about if you need U.S. states or a pre-selected thing of countries? Days of the week. You simply add those, they get popped in there. And again, everything deals, you can choose sizing from 1 to 12. All right, so when I've got two fields in here, I'm going to just save the changes so we don't lose any of the settings, and we're going to stay right here. We can also preview this. It quick takes us to the front end where we can see our text and we can see our drop down. Now you'll notice that we don't have a submit button. So if we were to jump back over here, what we're looking for is how do we handle, you know, buttons and submissions and other things that we are going to process. So this is where we want to take a look at a few of the other settings. So these are all the fields. Then we have form settings. The form settings basically allows us to deal with the alignment, where are we saving items. Basically, this is another way of partial entry saving, so that if it creates a session cookie and people start to fill out half the form, if they come back to the same form and they haven't deleted their cookies, the stuff will still be filled out for what they're already doing. Then we can limit the number of entries that you want. We have a message for what happens. We can expire the form automatically and a message if it expires. And we can choose, if we are doing page breaks, how we handle those page breaks. So those are just form settings for our plugin. Again, everything should be in Visual Form Builder Pro fully explained for this. Now we have our email settings. Basically, this takes the default stuff that we did when we set it up, allows you to change the things. And you can choose the notifications, who's getting it, any advanced settings if you're sending it from a specific email or changing it. The nice thing is that almost every other form plugin doesn't do is they don't offer a BCC option or these additional fields. So that's a nice add-in that's there. We can also see, we can have variables like this. So we can pull in the form ID, we can pull in the title, we can pull in email templates. So these are all templates, fields that we can adjust. Now there is a special form designer as part of Visual Form Builder Pro, so that we can define in the settings different colors and font sizes that not only affect the form, the display on the front end, but it also affects the emails. So we can actually have nicely formatted emails that resemble the exact field that's there. Now, it also is very simple to deal with entry values because all you have to do in your short code is use the word entry, a colon, and then field one, field two. It just uses the field ID, add the number to the ID. And you can get all those variables out of the form. So here's our autoresponder. Nicely that it puts, it tells you what that actually means. This goes to the person who completed the form. Now, here's the other thing. Notification, this is sending to the site owner. And it's going to dump everything in. This is being sent to the person who filled out the form. And again, you can use the template options, all those short codes to design a layout or a look to the email response form. All right, let's go to the confirmation. So we can choose what type of confirmation. Is it basically, and most of the plugins do this, are we putting text, a success text there? Are we redirecting to a WordPress page? Are we redirecting to some other location? If we're redirecting, the other nice thing is we can submit form data. Why is this awesome? Because part of adding this, these URL parameters, where we have a question mark and then VTB field one value, blah, blah, blah. So what it'll do is any of the field one, field two, it will output in the URL what somebody filled out. So that if we had two different forms and they are filling out the form, and once they filled out this initial form, we're going to send them to another form, but we want to pre-fill out certain fields. And we can do that by basically appending all the submitted data into the URL. They're not going to see it all. But when they get to the next page, they're going to see the new form, the second form, that has all the stuff that they already filled out, They don't have to go back and put their name in again because they've already done that. But now we can send them to different forms. So that's a nice way to handle that. Most of the form plugins do this. This just makes it super easy by just simply checking a box and you're good. Now let's take a look at the email design. The email design basically allows us to select the fonts, the colors, the layout, and you have full HTML to design. Like we can recode all of this. You can copy and paste out to a regular editor and then copy and paste it back in. And the nice thing is, no matter whether you're using Gravity Forms or something else, if you are just simply dumping all the field values, see like this, all these field values, it's going to dump out fields that are empty or not didn't get filled out, and it's going to display that. Rather than writing conditional logic of only include this if X, Y, and Z, or only and writing conditional stuff, simply check the box, and anything that didn't get filled out doesn't get included in the list of field values. It just makes a cleaner look to the email that goes out. And so this is actually the design that you have. So very basic. It's not overwhelming. But again, you might feel limited to the point where you're going to dive in there and rewrite the each HTML email that is right in here. All right, let's take a look at the rules. This is where we have field rules. All conditional logic and all email logic is handled in one location. Whereas other plugins, other form plugins, will deal with conditional logic normally at the field level, like, oh, let's show this one if this, like we could check a thing for conditional logic. Nope, we can't do that. So we do it over here in the rules of the entire thing where we have to enable the rule. And now we're going to show which field? The text field based on if the select is, and then we can do, what is Sunday one of them? I thought we added that. All right, so we have a rule. Let's go ahead and save that changes. Now, let's jump back over here. We can view the form preview. We should actually no longer have the name on Monday. Nope, Sunday. Yep, there's the text field. So see how that works? We manage all this, and then we can keep adding different rules for this. It depends on how big your form is. If your form is really big, you may like building the form using conditional logic here. But once you've built the form and you want to change conditional logic, it can take forever to go in and change everything. So like after the fact. So in one sense, the building the form is easier with conditional logic here. Maintaining a form is possibly easier managing conditional logic and email rules in a secondary location like this. And we can also do the same thing, email rules, where we can now say if Monday, we're going to send the form to this location. If it's Thursday, we're going to send the email to another location. So we do have that option of choosing rules. And these are the notifications. These are not the emails that go to people who submit. These are the conditional logic for site owner who's receiving information that somebody filled out the form. Now, I want to talk one little bit about these conditional logic. This is very similar to Gravity Forms, except there's a slight change in the fact that they work on alpha and numeric. So we have an alpha equation where we are is not, contains certain words, does not contain certain words, begins with, ends with. And then we have numbers of is equal to 4, is not equal to 4, is greater than, is less than. So we've split those. The one thing it does not have is basically a conditional logic that deals with null or unfilled out form fields or something like that. So these are the rules. Then we come to our add-ons. So a lot of these add-ons are simply going to be checkbox if you want to use this. If somebody fills out this form, do we want to create a new user for him? So that add-on will simply allow us to set that new user at an editor, whatever. You've got to create the levels beforehand, but we can send them in and create whatever password. Again, if you are doing these things, you need those fields. You need a field where they set their password. You need a field where they set their username. Because otherwise, it won't be able to, a username is required. You'll see how that is handled. What about if you want to create a post? This is the nice thing. This is the location where you choose the custom post type. So if we've already created all the form fields for somebody to submit their post, and again, we've done webinars in the past where we've looked at Gravity Forms providing front-end posting for clients, solutions like that. Same thing you could do with Visual Form Builder. You just choose which post type you're going to use, what's going to happen, and who's the author it's going to happen. Now, display entries is if we have fields. Again, we have to enter our fields. We put a line, we put each field is going to be on a separate line. It will make a table on the front end wherever this short code shows up. It's for ID, it's the form ID 1. It will automatically create a filterable managed table of form entries. Perfect way to do that is maybe you are building a website for the local Boys and Girls Club soccer team. And the coach needs to submit their roster. And so you create a form that has the name of the kid, the number, what their hometown is. And it will auto-populate on the front end a display entry of all the fields. So it's just another way to automate certain processes. Notifications. If mobile device, you can have a text message sent that there is a form that got filled out. You have to basically, you're going to be getting a text message and you have the text message here. You can automatically connect up MailChimp, Campaign Monitor, HiRise, or even FreshBooks to create an account. Now you have to connect, you have to use the API, whatever subdomain, whatever connection thing. Once you connect it, you can then match up fields that exist on the form. So those are all things that you can do. Now let me jump back over here because there is one other thing. We can also enable custom design for this form. So it's kind of buried within here. Yes, you can email design. See this? We have our email design where we set our things. That's for the output of the email, not the form. If you want to design the form, it is actually in this buried off add-on section where we enable form and then we go through this. We set our font options. We set whether or not the label is going to be bolded or normal, what the spacing is, what's the color of the labels of each one of the fields. Input style, whether we are doing rounded corners on the form input fields, what's the border style, what is the color we're going to be using, are we going to offer a boxed shadow around activated fields? How are we styling the margins and the paddings for descriptions? What about validations? Green, good, red, no. We can choose all those things. Well, for the buttons, how are we handling that? And the button containers. Now, when we create different things, it doesn't show up here, just so you know. It's not, you do this, these selections, and or you write your own CSS. So if you're comfortable writing your own CSS, great, you can do that. This CSS will only load inline on pages where this form is connected. So that's what you can do. And finally, one of the add-ons is payment. Right now, they only support PayPal. So if you, basically that also eliminates, if you need something like Stripe or Bitcoin blockchain or some other payment processor other than PayPal, you're not going to be able to use this plugin. They've only supported PayPal. It makes it easier for them. But at no extra cost, you do get the ability for recurring billing setup. So even on the free level, they are able to handle setting up a recurring PayPal payment if you want this type of stuff. You just fill it out, whichever price fields, whatever is going on. Again, notice how if we choose a select box, we can on this end, not on the front end, we can set price values so that we don't have to worry about people messing around or trying to see the price. They can just get a final value, and we can assign field prices to multiple fields so that you can even have a select this, select this, select this, and then the added price is our value that we will go. And basically, it just sends you off to PayPal and then sends you back. So that is Visual Form Builder Pro. Very basic in terms of you can do a lot with it. You can do way more than Contact Form 7 and other things. So you can definitely try that out, play around with it. You can see your entries. You can import. You can export. So that also helps if you're building a complex form, similar to how Gravity Forms and others can import and export. You're able to just build whatever form you need, but I'm going to just put this caveat in there. If after using some of the other more advanced plugins, you may feel yourself constrained slightly, but for the price of, you know, $69 or whatever it is for lifetime, if this works for your client, you can build a client for X number of dollars and they never have to worry about any updates, renewals, or anything like that. The other nice thing is on the front end of the form, we can actually see entries for both today and total. That gives us a simple overview of who's submitting, what's going on, without going into the entries. So this is Visual Form Builder Pro. It's been around for a long time. It continues to be around, and it continues to survive. And it's one of those ones that, depending on the need of your client or your site, you can make it do a lot, but you might have to work at it. Does that make sense? But it is, from a lifetime perspective, the cheapest lifetime form plugin that's out there. And it's in the GPL share box. What I will also do is explain how you can basically activate, not activate it, but unlock it for your testing in the share box. All right. So without any further questions about Visual Form Builder Pro that has great support, I wanted to just take just a moment to kind of talk about the different plugins that are out there. Without a doubt, because of the ecosystem that is built around Gravity Forms, It really is one of the top tier plugins. The ability to use Gravity Forms as a platform that you can build booking systems, you can run a store on top of Gravity Forms, you can fill out forms, you can dynamically populate things, you can build front-end publishing systems. Gravity Forms really is one of the top tier. Now, there is some money involved, which is why I wanted you guys to be able to test it out in the share box. And that brings me to talking about Caldera Forms. Caldera Forms was the developer version of Gravity Forms. That's how I kind of classified it. It's a little less user-friendly. And when Josh was behind a lot of Caldera Forms and the work that he was doing, you could, with a little bit of code, do some really cool things from Gravity Forms, even building searchable and sortable field results and search. You use it as a display method of searching through posts and custom post types and writing custom queries. So there's a lot of things you could do. And then all of a sudden, Caldera Forms got bought by Ninja Forms. And Ninja Forms is a pretty looking plugin, which we already went through. And basically, it has some of similar limitations to Visual Form Builder Pro. But I look at it and say, wait, now Ninja Forms has two plugins. You are now trying to manage and maintain two different customer bases, Ninja Forms and Caldera Forms. And to me, it doesn't make sense. They're both good plugins. Not sure why you need two completely different divergent plugins. Because the support load may be more than they thought. And I'm just going to put this out there because you guys know me. I kind of just speak my mind probably when I shouldn't. The team behind Ninja Forms, they have had a track record of possibly even getting in over their head in support issues, because you may not remember this, but Ninja Forms also eventually bought out the old, when iThemes Exchange sold or turned into WP Exchange, and then Ninja Forms acquired it, and then Ninja Forms abandoned it. So when I talk about Ninja Forms and Caldera Forms, in the past, they were awesome. I put it now as a wait and see. I still use Caldera Forms on a number of plugins, a number of sites. But part of the whole process of Form Studio is saying, is this the best solution, or can we create something ourselves that is more future-proofed? Now, Formidable Forms is very similar to Gravity Forms, especially when it came out. I don't know if many of you were around in the WordPress world when Formidable Forms came out, but they were basically accused of taking Gravity Forms, forking it, and just putting their own name on it, because there were so many things that were so similar to Gravity Forms. I have no problem with anybody forking anything. And they have done a good job of over time releasing new updates, and now they have their own ecosystem, and it does not look like Gravity Forms anymore or operate like Gravity Forms. So this is the only thing I'm going to say about Formidable Forms. It has a big ecosystem, but basically you have to buy into the ecosystem, which is both a good and a bad thing. It's also the good and the bad about Gravity Forms. You either buy into the way Gravity Forms does something or not. It's not like you're simply, like some of these form plugins will store their stuff through custom post types or in through options tables or storing it in their own database table so that other plugins or other developers could access the data, pull that data out and manipulate it and do other things. But it's always important that you enter the form world in discovering what is it that you need something to do. And then we can eliminate those things that don't even do that site like accept Stripe as a payment platform. If you know you're going to use Stripe as a payment platform, you can basically say, okay, Visual Form Builder Pro, you're out. Now I'm going to start looking at the others. And then if you say, well, I need something that will do advanced conditional logic that will look and make sure that there is no null value for a field. Well, then maybe we have to say, well, Formidable Forms is out. Ninja Forms is out. WP Forms is out. All right, let's go. We need to figure out what we need before we dive in. And that brings us to WP Forms. I call this the entry-level power level. It's the new kid on the block. It's a form system that was forked and built by marketing people. Saeed is a marketing guy. He knows what marketers need. And so he builds things that marketers use. And that's what WP Forms is. So you'll notice things and go back to the webinar where we actually dug into WP Forms. You will feel and see that this is a bit more of a form builder that is more marketing rather than a robust platform upon which to build client sites. If you're looking for things that do really nice design work on the front end and you're looking for ability to select or pull in, collect emails, do things with those emails, WP Forms does a really good job. A lot of their promotion is, there's a lot of hype behind WP Forms. They do deliver on most of that hype, but remember that they are also the new kids on the block. And so other plugins like Gravity Forms and others, they've been around. They've worked through a lot of the issues of complex forms. And so when dealing with complex forms, WP Forms is probably something I would shy a little bit away from. And then Form Studio. This is basically, I've started moving over a lot of my stuff to Form Studio because I want to make sure it's a quality plugin that can be used on client sites. And so I'm putting it through its paces. I'm making sure that all notifications work, all design elements work, that it's easier to work with. Definitely watch the replay of the overview of the plugin. It's now fully in your regular toolbox that you can play around with it. And Form Studio is a fork of a number of different form plugins where I was pulling in probably the best of the best. And I know there are other developers who are working on similar plugins to Form Studio. But I guess at the end of the day, if people were to say to me, what do I use? What does Benjamin use on WordPress sites? The answer is I use Gravity Forms and I use Form Studio. There's only one place that I still use Caldera Forms, and I'm partially looking at how to replace it. They're each for unique situations. But on WP Studio, there's all three. Form Studio is running a form system, submission system that's sitting on the GPL share box. Gravity Forms is sitting in two or three other areas, and Caldera Forms is not only sitting in another area, but it also is helping operate the search of the library, and that's going to get replaced with a new search system. But hopefully you can see there's a lot out there. But like an e-commerce solution, like anything, know what you need so you can eliminate all those that you shouldn't waste your time with. So I hope this Form Studio or this the Form kind of face-off series where we dug into the forms. You got to see them in action. A few of the settings was helpful for you. As we go into the new year, we may do a few more of these. All right, let's install every single membership plugin and let's see which one works. We may do a few more of these face-off series webinars. I may just need to know from all of you, what type of plugins do you want to see facing off? And don't forget, tomorrow we have, I think it's tomorrow, tomorrow we have another webinar that was cut, that was added to the calendar on Monday. And it is tomorrow at 1. We are going to be taking a look at the developer camp, which starts next week, as kind of a preparation preview. And so you definitely won't want to miss that, especially if you have not been in a developer camp in a while. So I hope you have a great rest of Wednesday. Let me just quick ask before we go away, are there any questions or anything that, especially with Visual Form Builder Pro, that didn't make sense, or any questions that you have? If not, you can always continue asking those questions over in Slack, and I will get this replay uploaded as soon as possible, and hopefully I will see you either in Slack or see you over on tomorrow's webinar as we preview the upcoming developer camp. Take care, everybody. Have a great rest of the Wednesday, and I'll see you guys around.